Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How's your day going? I know where some of you are. It is raining. Are you enjoying the rain? I remember a time when I did not like the rain. I'm talking about elementary school days and probably early high school days. I did not like the rain. And as soon as I saw it starting to come down, it didn't matter to me if it was coming down hard or if it was a light rain. Did not matter. I did not like that rain. And it got to the point where I'd start getting sad. Then over time, I'd start getting real sad. And I could see the direction I was heading in, and I did not like it. I was about to become depressed when I saw the rain coming. I said, I can't spend the rest of my life like this. And so I started changing my attitude about the rain. And now I actually like the rain. Especially, you know, got a little older and realized we've got to have that rain in order to have drinking water and showering water and cooking water and lawn care water and all of that. So I'm cool with it now. I'm cool with it. How about you? Do you like the rain? Is it you don't really like it or dislike it? It just is? Well, let me ask you this. I had mentioned to you yesterday that this week, one of the topics we'd be taking a look at quite a bit has to do with sleep. And I promised you that there would be more to this discussion and just encouraging you to get to sleep on time on a regular basis. Yeah, I'm serious. WebMD has a whole lot of information about this sleep thing. And I want to ask you now, I know that we sometimes talk about the Japanese and how they work. Their work ethic. Whether we're talking about the work ethic that they apply to school, their work ethic that they apply to their jobs. Almost unreal work ethic. Some of you may recall I was sharing with you a few months ago that part of the culture in Japan says that, hey, look, we're having a business meeting. We're all sitting around the conference table, conferencing, and someone begins to fall asleep during the conference meeting. Not a big deal. They let the person sleep because they know that that is a sign that that person has been working many, many, many long, long hours. And they've worn themselves out so much that their body's just saying, I can't take anymore. And they literally just fall asleep. Sometimes they'll go ahead and just put their heads down on the table and go to sleep. Video footage of people while at work taking a break. And they might walk outside, sit on the step of a public building, and just go to sleep. Sleep deprivation can be serious. But now, here's the thing. It can get so serious that some people's health has been ruined because of ongoing, persistent, and significant sleep deprivation. In fact, they've even had some reports, true reports, of people who have died as a result of extreme and extremely prolonged sleep deprivation. So one thing about it, you know, even when it comes to work ethics, you know how a lot of times we say that too much of anything can be bad for you? Well, even too extreme of a work ethic can be bad for us. I mean, our bodies can only take so much loss of sleep. That's for real. Our bodies were designed, created in such a way as to require certain amounts of sleep and sleep during certain parts of the night. We need to honor that. A lot of people wear as though it's a badge of honor how tired they are, how worn out they are. Talk about how they're worn out like this almost all the time. That's not a good thing. We need to be taking care of our bodies, because as we take care of our bodies, that also helps us take care of our souls. In other words, the better we take care of our bodies, generally speaking, the better we can take care of our minds, our emotional being. We can just be better off overall. Let me share this with you. We're going to be doing we're going to be taking a look at specifically, you know, what happens when we're losing sleep. We know that it can make us grumpy. We've talked about that before, how, you know, you lose enough sleep after a while, you get very irritable. And it's not that you're copying an attitude. Your body and your emotions are responding to this ongoing loss of sleep. It can make you foggy, where your brain just doesn't function the way it should be. And you can find that it makes it difficult for you to remember things that ordinarily you would not have a difficult time remembering. Names of people you meet, information you read in a book 30 minutes ago. I mean, it can really just put a damper on the brain. But check this out. Lack of sleep can also have a negative impact on memory, our health, our looks. Loss of sleep can have a negative impact on our ability to lose weight. Wait, there's more. Lack of sleep can have a negative impact on our sex lives. Let's take a look at some of these specifics and go into a little bit more detail about what sleep loss can do to a human being. It was a factor in some of the biggest disasters in recent history. We're talking about the 1979 nuclear accident at Three Mile Island. That massive Exxon Valdez oil outpour. The 1986 nuclear meltdown at Chernobyl, and the list goes on. They're saying that sleep deprivation was a factor in every one of those disasters. But check this out. Sleep deprivation is a big public safety hazard every day on the road. Drowsiness can actually slow your reaction time. And get this. You know, we've been hearing and reading for years and years that it's important that we not drink and drive, with one of the reasons being that the alcohol slows down our reaction time. Did you know that sleep deprivation, drowsiness, can slow our reaction time just as much as driving drunk? Yep. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that fatigue is a cause in 100,000 auto crashes and 1,550 crash-related deaths each year in the U.S. And the problem is greatest among people under 25 years old. I do want to make this request, and this is a request. This is a sincere request. I'm asking that everyone take sleep deprivation seriously and stop assuming that you'll be all right even if you drive sleep deprived. A lot of people just assume that they're going to be all right driving drunk. And for a lot of people, all kinds of things go wrong when they drive drunk. Automobile accidents that cause serious injuries, automobile accidents that cause deaths. And the same thing happens when we're sleep deprived. It is so much better to assume that if we drive, we get behind that wheel while we are very, very sleepy, we know we're sleep deprived. It is much better to assume that it will not go well than it is to assume that we're going to be all right. Whether you fall asleep, veer across the line and hit someone else, kill them and yourselves, or you fall asleep and, as often happens, you hit something, a telegram pole, a tree, whatever, and you're the only one who is harmed. But you are harmed. How many people have lost their lives driving while drowsy? Something to take seriously. And notice again, they say that the problem is greatest among people under 25 years old. And I know that, you know, it can be very, very tempting for young people, especially, not only, but especially, to conclude that, hey, I'm going to be all right. You know, we tend to think that we're more invincible when we're younger. We tend to take things, you know, be more likely to take things for granted when we're younger. I can deal with this. Come on. Don't put your family through that. You'll be dead. They'll be devastated. Don't do that to your family. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to your loved ones. Go ahead and take that nap first. It's really not that important that you get on the road at that point in time. Whatever that time is that you decide you're going to get on the road. You know you're drowsy. You know you've been deprived of sleep. Don't even go by whether or not you feel drowsy right this moment. If you know you have been deprived of sleep for some time, honor your body's needs, get some sleep, especially when you hear people telling you, take a nap first, no sleep tonight, get on the road in the morning. Honor those simple but significant words of wisdom. Don't put your loved ones through unnecessary and avoidable heartache. Listen, studies show that sleep loss and poor quality sleep also lead to accidents and injuries on the job. In one study, workers who complained about excessive daytime sleepiness had significantly more work accidents, and particularly repeated work accidents. They also had more sick days per accident. Those who were experiencing sleep loss and poor quality sleep. Sleep and accidents. Nothing to take lightly. I think the good news is we have people who are taking that combination of drinking and driving very seriously. Now we need to take more seriously the risks involved in driving and drowsiness. Let's look at this some more when I come back. Be thinking though, while we're temporarily separated here, be thinking about some of the other impacts that sleep deprivation, sleep loss, poor quality sleep can have on our lives.